Friday, April 25th. That was me screaming. I thought things would be a lot better with Mackenzie gone, but today is turning out to be the worst day ever. I'd already made up my mind that if Chloe was absent again today, Zoe and I were going to stop by her house after school. The two of us have been calling, texting, and emailing Chloe almost nonstop since Wednesday, but we hadn't heard anything from her. Not even a peep. What's up with that? First, Zoe was acting strange. And now Chloe? Just great. I was worried that something bad had happened to Chloe on her way to school on Wednesday. You know, like, maybe she got kidnapped by some teen zombies, and they were holding her hostage because they wanted to make her their teen zombie queen? Yikes! Hey, it could happen. We finally spotted Chloe coming out of the office after second period. Zoe and I were super happy and nearly hysterical. We ran right up to her and shrieked, "Chloe! Chloe! OMG! Where have you been? We tried to contact you. Didn't you get any of our calls, emails, or texts? Are you okay? Were you sick? We really missed you. Guess what? We've been dying to tell you the big news. We found the diary! Squee!" But then the strangest thing happened. She just rolled her eyes at us and walked away. "Chloe?" We stood there in shock, staring at our BFF with our mouths hanging open. Chloe acted like we weren't even there. I could not believe she just totally dissed us like that. Zoe and I were hurt and confused. But more than anything, we were frustrated by all the unanswered questions. Why hadn't Chloe bothered to return our millions of phone calls, texts, and emails? What was she upset about? Why had she been absent? Was she mad at us? And if so, why? But we never got a chance to ask her anything because she sulked during gym class and was so glum at lunch that she refused to even talk to us. However, Zoe and I were determined. We were not about to give up on our BFF. So we made a secret plan. Later in the day, when the three of us worked in the library together as shelving assistants, we'd be super nice and kind to Chloe to cheer her up. Then, once she was in a better mood, we'd get her to open up and talk to us about what was bothering her. And by the end of the hour, we'd do a group hug and be BFFs once again. Scoofy! More very soon.